Previously, down Gilead Lane.
Senor Victor, we are very happy that you are here.
There are many parents who just abandon their children.
You're only eating meat every couple of weeks?
Local farmers bring us vegetables and meat when they can.
But Lima, that's not that far away. Why don't you make the trip more often?
We only have money for supplies once a month.
Oh, we need to start looking for him.
Is Tio Tomas back with the surprise yet? Did I spoil it?
Can you tell me when you saw Tio Tomas leave?
Before dinner.
That is hours ago.
Is he okay?
I hope so, Maya.
Monica, call the office for me. I'm not going in. Don't want to deal with that jungle today. What was that? What? Oh, no, I'm not at home. What am I doing out here? I just... Wow. Why is my head hurt? Hey, I'm bleeding. I need to call someone. No phone. No wallet. No car. How did I get here? Okay, Tom, think. You were on your way somewhere in a car. You remember that, but why? Where were you going? By yourself? That's it! That's not good. I'm gonna have to figure out what happened to my head. I might have a concussion. Was there an accident? Did I hit something? Or someone? I don't see the car anywhere. Hey, I was on my way to the grocery store in Lima. So what happened to me? This is crazy. I can't stand here in the middle of the rainforest thinking all night. I've got to get out of here. Now, which way was I going? No street signs here. Got to figure something out. I am Tom Richter, after all. I run a successful business. I can get out of this mess. I don't need a cell phone or a car. I can do this. Okay, God. Gonna need some help here.
What's that? Yes, I can hold. Well, they haven't heard of any accident reports or any problems reported along the stretch of road between here and Lima.
That's good, isn't it?
They always say no news is good news.
Can't the police go look for him? We know where he was going.
Things are different here, Maya. It's not like living in a town like Coleraine. We're miles from the... Yes, ma'am. Still here. What? Oh, no. Okay. Yes. Well, you have our phone number. We'll call in the morning to check then, but if you hear anything... Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That didn't sound hopeful.
Well, at this time of night, there's little that anyone can do. We know what Milagra said, but we still don't have any proof that he went to Lima. He could be anywhere.
But that's the only place he'd go.
We know that, but the policia aren't as ready to accept the word of a 5-year-old child as we are. And it's so late that there's no real way to patrol the jungle. He could have gotten off the path anywhere.
What are we gonna do?
We are going to pray. And I'm going to keep making phone calls. The rainforest at night is not a safe place to be. But if I can find someone with a vehicle, I might be able to make something happen.
It's going to be fine, Maya.
How do you know that? My father's out there in the jungle somewhere.
Shh, Maya. I know because God brought you here for a reason. We all know that. And God's in control. We have to trust that he has his hand on your father right now, because he does.
Then why am I so scared?
I think I'm going the right way. God, I hope I'm going the right way. Lead me. Show me what I need to do. I'm completely lost here. Still bleeding. I'm gonna need to do something about that. Sorry, Monica. I know you spent a fortune on this shirt, but... Trust me, I appreciate it more now than I did when you bought it. There. That should stop the bleeding. At least, I hope it does. Oh, I probably need stitches. What was that? Who's there? What? I don't understand. Don't shoot!
You said put your hands up now or we shoot.
Okay. I'm unarmed. I didn't do anything! Oh! I got robbed and attacked. And now they're back. Or something worse.
Goodbye.
Well, what did he say?
Maya, there's really nothing you can do now except pray.
Which is the best thing we can do anyway.
Right. Even if we could get out there and search ourselves, we'd still want someone covering this in prayer.
Maria, why don't you take Maya up to your room and pray with her?
Yes, that's a good idea. Senorita Richter?
Just call me Maya.
Come with me, Maya. We will pray to God for your father's safety and swift return.
Okay, it feels weird just sitting here.
I know, but that's the hardest thing sometimes, waiting.
Yeah.
It takes a real act of faith to sit and wait for news.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you're doing.
We love you, Maya, and you're not alone. Okay, now tell me what he said.
They've had an increasing number of incidents from bandits along that road.
Oh, no. Violent attacks?
It's been mixed. But there was even someone killed along that stretch not too long ago. Tracy, we brought him here. If something happens to him...
We didn't bring him here, Robert. God did.
Who is it? Who's there? Come out here and let me see who you are.
What do you want, mister?
Who are you?
My name is Emilio. I work in this city.
Lima?
Yes. I work for rich businessmen, showing them through town. Sometimes they're Americans, so I must speak English.
Did you do this to me? Get your hands on the rich American, take his money?
No, I did not. They came to me because they said you were hurt.
Who's they? You work with the guys who did this?
No, the others.
What others?
Ya pueden salir.
Hey, what was that? You're calling your... Who are all of you? And what are you doing out here in the middle of the night?
This is my family. They came to get me when Manuel found you.
Manuel?
Si, yo soy Manuel.
You're Manuel?
Si.
Who are you, kids? The Lost Boys?
We live here. Who are you? And what are you doing here?
Well, I'm Tom Richter. I'm an American.
We know that.
Well, I was here helping the orphanage.
What orphanage? There's no orphanage out here. Do you mean in the city?
No, the one in Oxapampa, the Bienvenida Casa. I'm friends of the people that run it.
Tenemos que irnos. No es seguro aquí.
Sí, sí. She is right. It is not safe here. You need to get to a hotel.
A hotel? Yeah, that would be nice. How far is it?
You're right around the corner. You're stuck, Senor Richter.
You don't need to tell me that, I know.
It's too bad that the hotel wouldn't listen to you.
Hey, money paves the way for everything, and I don't have any. Or any credit cards, or ID for that matter. I'm just surprised they didn't help when they saw I was hurt.
They did not want to be involved. Senor Richter, it's very late, and it's not safe out here.
I don't have any place to go.
You could come with us.
No podemos llevarlo con nosotros.
No!
¿Está solo? Es una mala idea.
Todo está bien. Ya verás.
That doesn't sound good.
He's worried that you're gonna get us in trouble.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure your parents know how much you've helped me, how much I appreciate it. It'll be fine.
Si, senor. Okay, come on. We've got to hurry. Come on, hurry, before someone sees us.
What? You want me to go down there? In the sewer? Are you nuts?
It's go down there or stay up here. But hurry.
Are you sure?
See? We must hurry before they see us.
Okay, kid, whatever you say. What is this place?
Welcome to my home, Senor Richter.
Well, but you, there must be... You can't possibly all live here.
Por qué no? Why not?
Because it's just not...
Why don't you sit down, Senor Richter? You don't look so good.
Yeah, I... Ooh, you're right. I think I would like to sit down for a minute.
¿Qué tal la cabeza?
What?
How is your head?
Oh, my head's fine, I think. I mean, it hurts, but I think I'll be okay.
I'm going to talk to Diego and find out how today went. Elizabeth will take care of you.
Si. Can I look at it? Your head?
Sure, if you want to. It was bleeding for a while.
There is a bad bump. You need rest and drink. Are you hungry?
Hungry? Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you.
Ooh. Lo siento, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. So, can I ask you a question?
Si.
Where are your parents? Your moms and dads? Are you all orphans?
Some are, some are not.
What do you mean, some aren't? Hey, what's this?
Oh, señor, I am sorry. Esta es mi hermana. I'm sorry. You must call me Yasmin. Do not bother the knife, man.
What's wrong with her?
Yasmin and Sarah are new. Their father left them just last week.
Left them? What do you mean, left them?
When a parent cannot take care of their child, they leave them. Is it not this way in America?
No, certainly not.
It is true then? Everyone in America is rich?
Of course not.
What do people do when they cannot feed their child?
Well, there are places you can take your kids to get help and... Shh, hush now.
Sorry, senor, I can... Here.
No. It's okay. I got her. She can stay. Shh. All right. Tio Tomas has you. It's okay.
Tio Tomas?
That's what the kids at the orphanage call me. How old is she?
She 2 in February.
2? She's just a baby. And how old are you?
I'm almost 5.
You're just a baby too?
No, I am not. I help with the babies, and I beg with the older kids. I'm not good yet, but I practice.
No, hey, it's okay. I'm sorry. I'm not used to this.
She does not sleep.
Well, she's resting now. We'll just let her stay here, okay?
Okay, Tio Tomas. Can I stay here, too?
Sure. Come here. So parents just leave their kids here?
See, well, not always here. Everywhere. They come here when there's nowhere else to go.
Do they come back?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. This is a nice place. Sometimes kids are slaves for each other. We don't do that here. We are family.
And your parents? Are you...
My mother left me when I was that one's age.
So young.
I'm fine.
So you've grown up under here. You're the leader?
Someone must do it. They need help. Why not me?
How old are you?
11.
So you help businessmen?
Si.
Do you rob them?
Sometimes. When little ones need to eat, I have. We all work together here. Big to little. All of them must eat. And we work together. Everyone needs to work.
What's that? It sounds like firecrackers. Is there a party or something?
Senor Richter, those are guns.
What?
They are fighting.
Right above us?
The gangs come out at night.
Oh,
this is why I told you to hurry. We don't want the gangs to come down here. They leave us alone, and we leave them alone. We don't want in the middle.
They won't come down here, though.
Sometimes, but not a lot.
You live this way all the time?
How else?
Help Senorita Maya to feel peace. Amen. Do you want to pray?
I don't even know what to say.
Papa tells us that God knows our hearts. Just say whatever you can.
Okay. God, Dad's gone. I mean, he's lost. Well, we don't know where he is. But you do, right? Do you see him right now? Is he okay? God, I don't know what to do. Just help him. Keep him safe and, I don't know, let him know you're there.
It's okay, Maya. You cry. It's okay.
But if I cry, doesn't that mean I don't trust God?
I do not think so. I think it means you're scared and that's okay.
Sounds like it's mostly over up there.
Yeah, it stops after a few hours.
How do you ever sleep?
It's warm down here. It keeps the rain out. We have food most of the time, and we have a big family who cares. What else is there?
Emilio, life shouldn't be like this.
How should it be, Tio Tomas? Should it be like your life in America? With so much of everything, it all goes to waste? Is this not better?
You're right. We do have more than we need, but that's not bad. And that doesn't make this good. Every kid should have a bed and food and clothes.
But that is not the way it is it?
I don't know.
Come on, it's time to go.
What? Where?
I think I know someone that can help you. It's not dawn yet, and if we hurry, we can catch him.
Oh, okay. What about them?
Them? They're asleep. We move faster without them.
But we can't just... She's not even two. We can't just leave her here.
Senor Richter, she lives here.
But if they wake up and I'm not here, they'll think...
You wouldn't be the first, and you won't be the last.
So who is this friend of yours?
I didn't say he was my friend.
Oh, okay, but... Oh.
Are you okay, Senor Richter?
My head hurts.
Sit down here. I'll be right back.
Are you sure? I mean, will you be okay? I can...
No, Senor. Just stay here. I'll get help. Senor Martin!
Jim, what are you doing here? You've already stole my watch and picked my pocket. I told you if you ever show up to help me again, I was going to call the police. Now, get out of here.
I know, senor, but there's someone that needs your help.
Another one of your friends? I don't think so, kid. Not scram.
No, senor, an American.
What? Where?
He's over here around the corner.
There's no way I'm going over there with you so that you can scam me again. Adios, kid.
But he's hurt.
What? What did you do to him?
It wasn't me. It was bandidos.
Okay. But you see this? It's my cell phone. It's already dialed to the policia. If you do anything, all I have to do is press this button right here.
Si, senor. Just hurry.
Hey. Are you okay? Hey, you. Oh, he's out cold. What did you do to him?
Nothing. I did nothing. I helped him.
Oh, I don't buy it. You're staying right here. It's about time we clean these streets of kids.
Let go! I didn't do it! Senor Richter, Tio Tomas, wake up! Tell him I didn't do it!
Too late! You crossed the line this time, and I'm gonna make sure the police clean out that swamp you and your little family living down there.
No, you leave them alone!
You messed with the wrong American, my friend.
How much longer will it be?
Esteban said that they would head out early. Around 7, so if that's the case, they should be here within the next hour or so.
And then we go look for him?
Well, Pedro and I will go look for him. I think it's best if you stay here.
He's my dad. I'm going with you.
Maya, it's not safe.
Wait a minute. Do you guys hear that?
Robert?
It'll be fine. You and the girls stay here and keep the kids inside. Come on, Pedro.
Papa! What if it's banditos?
Then we need to pray and do what we can to make sure everyone is safe.
But
what is that?
It's trucks. Are they here to find Tio Tomas?
I don't know.
Look, Papa, there's more.
I see that too.
We've never seen so many trucks out here.
Tom? Is that you?
Robert! Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, I didn't think I'd see you again.
Dad, you're okay.
Yes, Maya. I'm fine.
Tio Tomas, Tio Tomas. Oh,
hi, sweetie. It's okay.
Dad, what?
Yeah, everyone, this is Yasmin. She is my new friend. And that's her sister, Sarah. And that's Emilio. And that's...
Mr. Richter.
Tio Tomas, you're back. Are we having our party, Tio Tomas? Who's that?
Yes, we're having our party. I brought plenty of food and games and toys for everyone. Oh, Milagra, this is my new friend, Yasmin. This is Milagra.
Hola, Isma. ¿Quieres venir a jugar conmigo?
I think that's a good idea. Pedro, Maria, why don't you go take the kids inside? We will see what Mr. Richter brought and get them something to eat.
Sí, todos ven conmigo.
That's right, everyone. Go with Pedro and Maria. It's okay.
Maya, when I thought I might never see you again, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I was so worried about you, and Maria told me that all I could do is pray, and I've been praying for you all night long.
I'm sorry. I really am. But you know what? God had me in his hands. It was a long, eventful night, but, well, come on, let's go inside. I'll tell you all about it. So I wake up on this doctor's table, don't know where I am, find out that Señor Martin is really Christopher Martin from Michigan. He's got a company that has a branch in Lima and does a lot of work down here.
Amazing how God works, isn't it?
It is. I mean, truly amazing. Well, Chris took me to a doctor friend of his, and the guy was looking me over.
What did he say? Are you okay?
Yeah. I've got a pretty bad concussion, and I need to take it easy for a while, but I'm okay. Well, that's when I found out that this Martin guy had called the policia. He kept calling the kids menaces, and it was awful.
Those poor kids. Arrested.
It happens all the time, though.
I know. It still hurts, though. The lives they have to lead.
Well, I couldn't just let them stay in prison.
They would have been turned over to child services and put into foster care, but... they might have stayed there for a while until a family was found.
Do you even have room for them here?
It's a blessing that we have the new building. In the old building, all the kids were jammed together in a small room. Now the rooms are much bigger. We'll just add some bunk beds. It'll be easy to make the space for them.
I'll help any way I can. I just... little Yasmin... abandoned? I couldn't do that to her. I just...
It's okay, Tom. We understand.
But can you do this? All these extra kids, how will you?
We can't. There's no way. But God can. He brought you and them here. We just have to trust that He will provide.
Yeah.
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, we read about the compassion and burden that Jesus has for people. Just listen to these words, starting with verse 36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out his workers into the harvest field." You know, there really are lots of people, kids even, living just like Emilio and the others that Tom met in today's episode. And they're not just on the other side of the world either. They're probably right here in our schools, our towns, and our neighborhoods. Hey, has God given you a compassionate heart towards them? If so, you should be encouraged, because that's the heart of Jesus in you. And like Tracy just said, God will provide a way for you to reach out and do something with your compassion. Here at CBH Ministries, we have a passion for helping kids become disciples of Jesus. If you have a story of how Jesus is working in your life, why not write and tell us about it? Email gilead@cbhministries.org. And if you're struggling in your walk with God or don't know Him and want someone you can talk to, don't hesitate to call 888-NEED-HIM. Today's episode, Trouble in the Jungle, Part 2, is dedicated to the memory of Tom Ritchie. He loved and rescued children all over the world. He will be greatly missed. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman. Post-production by Todd Bastide, with music by Steve Wick. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, hoping to see you right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.